Good morning, everybody, and welcome to View from Above. We have another exciting show for you. And of course, I'm Ted Steffen, and this is Liza, my beautiful wife. Thank you for joining us again today. Today, we're talking about nothing can be lost. Now, you might be saying, wait a minute. Ted, I lost my keys this morning, or I can't find my glasses. And if you're like Liza, you're looking for your glasses a lot of the time. And half the time, they're probably up on your head.
But I do find them.
But you do find them. But really, what we're talking about, nothing can be lost in terms of the promises of God. The purpose and the reason that you've been created and that why you're here. And you're here for a reason. You may not realize that yet, but I want you to know that you're here for a reason. God has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And you cannot lose that potential. You cannot lose those promises. They will come to pass, and it will be. Listen to this verse we have here in Joel chapter 2. Verse 25, it says, "So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust." Man, we got a lot of locusts here. "And my great army, which I sent among you." But the main thing is, so it's saying that sometimes there's something trying to consume, to interfere, to gobble up that which you think you're creating. It says, "So I will restore to you the years." It doesn't matter how much time has gone by. It doesn't matter if you feel like maybe you feel like you lost something or you missed out on it. Oh, it's too late. I'm too old. What I'm telling you today is it cannot be lost. The promises of God cannot be lost, and there is still time. There is still an opportunity, and all you have to do is start stepping into it by faith with God, and great things will happen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
And when we say that nothing can be lost, we're talking about time as well. How many times people look back at their life and say, "Oh, I regret. I lost 10 years of my life. I shouldn't have gotten this degree. I made a mistake. Maybe I left my husband that was right for me, and I was looking for something. And it's lost, completely lost. My life is in shambles. That's it. I will never get better." This is the wrong kind of talk.
And
if you stand on this promise that Ted just read to us, on this promise that everything will be restored to you, nothing can be lost. Not only nothing can be lost, something better is coming your way.
Yeah.
But to receive something better, sometimes you need to let go of what you think you have lost. Just recently, I had a conversation with a wonderful lady. She went through some turmoil a few years back, and she had to lose her condo, and she had to go through bankruptcy. And she loved this condo condominium so much, and she still thinks about it, and she still misses it. And you know, and I told her, you know, what is your dream house? What can you imagine being your perfect place, your perfect home to live in? Do you want a house? She said, "No, I don't want a house. I want my condo." I said, "Tell me what your perfect condo will look like." And she started talking about this beautiful view she can have, and how many bathrooms she will have. And I said, "Okay, why don't you let go of what is gone, because maybe that was not the best thing that God can provide for you, and let's start creating something that is to come, because the promise is still there, and the promise is that you will have an incredible life, that your future is set to be successful, to be great, it's set for you to have an incredible opportunity to have a wonderful family and everything that comes with it." See, God created the package of love when He brought you into this world. So let's kind of dwell into the message of today, because it's dig into it, and people get hold of it, understand it, eat it, okay, make it yours, because whatever you will receive today will change your life and will start creating your beautiful future. And it's a perfect time for it as well.
Absolutely.
Right? It's the end of the year, and that's what we always say at the end of the year. You need to let go of the past so you can start creating your future. It's kind of the end of the cycle. So let's go into the message.
Yeah, this time of year, it's perfect for it, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving very quickly. Soon we'll have Christmas, and then there'll be the New Year. And at this time of the year, as the days get shorter and it gets darker earlier, you know, you start to look back at, you know, what did you achieve this year? And you might feel like, wow, I haven't reached all my goals yet. Time is running out. But as what we're saying today is that there's still time. And that's one of the interesting things is you can't run out of time because in the spiritual world, there is no time.
That's right.
There is no, now think about that. In the spiritual realm where God exists, there is no time. That means we have till eternity. But at the same point, we've been put here for a reason, and God will begin to lift you up and allow you to begin to achieve those things. I think what Liza was saying was very important. We have to let go. Sometimes we lose something like this lady lost this condo. We have to let go of those failures because if we continue to cling to it, we are dragging ourselves down. And I have to say, I know in my own life, I look back and I when I was younger, I said that a lot. Oh, I'm too old.
You know, yeah. When you were younger.
When I was 20.
When you were 20, you were too old already.
When I was 30, I was saying, oh, you're too old. You missed out on this. And I was thinking that even I was 30-year-old, 32-year-old, something like that. And I was thinking, you know, I might just not be, you know, ever get married. And I was thinking, I'm just too old. I'm past that point, 32. I look back and I laugh about that. But at the time, it felt like that.
Right.
And I think that's the thing is we can start to feel like we missed out. And it's because we're clinging to our past failures or mistakes and feeling like there's no chance for us now. But as you can see, today I'm happily married. I got a beautiful wife. And I know it wasn't too late. And I look back now and I laugh about that because it was a perception in my mind. And we've got to let go of that. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a man yesterday, and he was talking about how he had a lot of real estate, a lot of investments, some good stuff were happening. And then the crash came in 2008 with the housing market, and he lost it all. But before he could truly let it go, he kept paying those mortgages and paying them and paying them for 8 more months. And people were saying, don't throw good money, you know, or more money after that. And still, he couldn't let it go. And so he dug himself a deeper hole by doing that. And I think the important thing for us to know is we've got to let go so that we can start stepping into what's really there waiting for us. Because sometimes it's not what God had planned for us that we were doing. There's something better. I remember the story of Abraham.
That's right.
Abraham, here he is. He's waiting for the son of promise. He is already 75 years old, and his wife is something like 65, and they don't have any children yet. And by this time, you'd be thinking, that's it. It's too late. We can't have kids. But the word of the Lord comes to Abraham and tells him, you're going to have a son. And now he starts, by faith, beginning to move forward. So he's not sitting and grumbling, I'm too old, it's too late, which
right.
Many people, if you're only looking at the physical, that's what you're going to be thinking. It's not physically possible. The years go by. But Abraham keeps clinging to this promise because he knows you can't lose it. It's not too late. God can still restore it to me. And when he's 100 years old, he has the son of promise. It's not too late for you either. You can have those promises that God has promised you. We got to let go of holding on to regret and holding on to things that have failed so we can really step into what God has prepared for us.
See, interesting point God is reminding me about right now. Abraham was a man of God.
Yeah.
He could hear God. He was actually the only one in the land that could hear the voice of God, right? Only one visitor that came to visit him, and he was so excited about it. But in his entire family, Abraham was the only man of God. He was the only one who could hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
And he knew to cling to the voice of God. And this one night, you know, God is telling him, you're going to have a son. And he was already kind of advanced in age. And he, God shows him this sky, and he says, you see the stars? That's how many descendants you're going to have. And, you know, in the natural, in the physical world, it seemed to be impossible. But Abraham was a man who knew that he had to hold on unto promise of God, right? Another thing, he was trying to do everything right with God, right? And so many people, when something is not going their way, they start asking, I'm trying to live a good life. I think I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get the voice of God right. I'm trying to get all the things right. What am I doing wrong? You know, how come my life is not moving forward? What am I doing wrong? Nothing. You're not doing anything wrong. If you're talking to God, if you're constantly inquiring of the Spirit, God will make sure that all the promises that He put in your heart and created for you will come to pass.
Amen.
See,
Amen.
Let go of self-condemnation.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything wrong. God made you righteous already. When you received the Spirit of God, He made you righteous. Okay? So you cannot be wrong. But God knows that we are human.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes we kind of slip up and we make mistakes, but the beauty of it is God will compensate for your mistakes. Mm-hmm. He will do everything in His power. And by God, we know He has all the power.
Yes, He does.
He will do everything in His power to make sure that He will correct even your mistakes. So think about it. You're not doing anything wrong, and you cannot be wrong. Even if you make a mistake, God will correct it. And that is the attitude I want you to start accepting today. And that creates a different outlook on life, creates an excitement about your future. All you have to do is to look into the future through the eyes of God. And through the eyes of God, your future is bright. Trust me, believe me. God says it once again, every time. Once and once again, every time in the Bible, He constantly proclaiming great future over
Amen.
Us.
Yes.
He's done so much for us, right? Every morning when you wake up, you will know that the sun will rise.
Yes.
Do you have doubts about it?
No. No doubts here.
The sun will rise because God created it this way. Same way He created your life. The sun will rise in your life. There is no doubt about it. God is a God of light. So He has to shine into your life. All you have to do, just let Him. So keep enjoying this message. Stay with us, because it is important that you put your intention and agree with us together so we can start creating your beautiful future. I'm on it as well, right? When we talk right now, when you kind of agree with us right now, the same things that we're proclaiming over our lives, over the lives of Golden Heart, will jump on your life, which means Absolutely. Whatever you're working on right now, either it's your marriage, your relationships, maybe you're praying for your children to do better or to achieve certain things. You're praying for success, or maybe you're praying to have children. All of these things are promised to you. And mm-hmm. when things are promised by God, He will make sure they will come to pass. Just let go of your doubts right now.
Absolutely. You know, it's important to remember that we haven't run out of time. There's still time to achieve what God has set up. So it doesn't matter if you don't feel like the blessing has been coming into your life yet, even though you've been believing by faith. And that's something that we got to address there, is we got to walk by faith the same way Abraham did, even if we don't see it yet. And it's an attitude that sometimes starts to slip if we think, well, I missed out. I took too long. I went in the wrong direction. I shouldn't have started that business. That tripped me up, and now I'm behind schedule. You're not behind schedule. The main thing is to believe by faith that the promises of God have been given to you, and you'll receive them. I like that. Let me go to another verse here. This is in Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 22. It says, I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. It doesn't matter what mistakes we think we have done. We don't have to cling to them anymore. God has blotted them out. That means
don't exist.
They're washed away.
Washed away.
That means the way is now open for us to have a clean slate and to really step into those promises. It doesn't matter if 10 years have gone by and you feel like, well, I haven't seen those blessings yet. Look at Abraham waited 25 years to receive the child of promise. we don't think you have to wait that long because we know that you're blessed and highly favored and filled with the Spirit of God. But you do have to adjust the attitude where you start to know it is coming. And we have to let go of any regrets so that we can move forward into stepping what we have. And that was something I had to do. I had to let go of ideas and beliefs about when, in terms of relationships, when I was waiting for you, Liza, I had to let go of the belief that I've taken too long. I've wasted too much time. I've dated the wrong people for a period of time, and I missed out on the one that God had prepared for me.
Was my fear too, you know, that I will miss out, that I will not meet my person. Mm-hmm. You know, I was in fear about that.
Yeah.
But then God told me that, you know, He's coming. He's coming. I didn't know it would be you.
I'm glad it was.
But you did come. You showed
Thank
up
you.
In my life,
yeah.
You know, and it was a blessing and it was a sure thing. So all you have to do is believe. The promise is real. The promise is real, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's really important to know that it's real. And because God blotted out all those mistakes, those previous errors, now you've got a clean slate to still make it happen. But you've got to press into it and continue on. Now, what's the benefit? Because we were talking about this earlier, how you were talking about how there's even something greater that comes. You were talking a little bit about Job and how greater things come. Even though it looked like you might have lost something, you haven't lost something. In fact, He's going to give you even more.
See, when you let go of whatever you thought you've done wrong or right and start seeking the voice of God and the Spirit of God and living by the supernatural power of God, whatever struggle you had to go through, whatever things that you have lost, whatever time that you think you had lost, mm-hmm. God will restore unto you and He will give you double for your trouble. We were talking about the story of Job.
Yeah.
I don't know if many of you are familiar with that. It is a sad story in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's a very sad story in the beginning. Long story short, Job was a rich man. He loved God in his heart, but he didn't know how to live by the promises of God in the beginning. He had a wife. He had children. He had a lot of goods, a lot of things. He had a house, and he was in good health. And then he started losing all of that. He lost his wife, which I think was not a very good person of God, because at one point she said, "Why don't you curse God and die?" And that is a huge mistake. See, that represented his misunderstanding or his misfortunate understanding of love for God. So that part had to be cleansed out of him. That's a different
representation,
yes, of what the wife would represent. No, no, no. You cannot do that when you are trying to stay in the promises. God is always good, and God always has good things for you to come. So the wife and the kids were lost. You know, they passed away. He was in a very bad health for a while, and he kept complaining and complaining and, you know, saying, "God, oh God, what did I do? What did I do? How come I deserved it?" See, he did not have the right understanding of things.
Yeah.
But then something started shifting in him. You know, he still loved God. In his heart, he still loved God. And if you love God, God will make sure that you will get His message. So slowly but surely, Job got God's message that he needs to be in love, that he needs to be loving and giving, that he is still very powerful man because he has love for God in his heart. And he started praying for his friends.
Yeah.
Very simple act of faith. But that, what does it do? It applies the word of God and puts it into action. When he started spreading the blessing of love for God, he got healed. He got a new wife. He got more children than he had. He got more riches, twice as much than he had livestock and the house. He had everything, and he was a much happier man. He was no longer complaining. He was no longer afraid to lose everything. Because before then, you know, he was afraid that he's going to lose everything. See, God is not giving you things so he can take it away. It doesn't work this way. It's just misunderstanding of the natural people that, oh my God, I would rather keep what I have because either I might lose it or I don't know if anything else is coming. This is not the kingdom of God. Okay, people, get yourself out of the fear and put yourself into the blessing. That will bring you double for your trouble. So what happened to Job? He was very healthy, happy, and wealthy man, had wonderful marriage, incredible kids at the end. Why? Because he was in a different flow, different attitude came into Amen. His heart. He started creating instead of regretting. He started flowing with the blessing instead of being in fear of losing.
Yeah.
So that is a very good example. People, get out of misery, take yourself out of regret, and know that you're not doing anything wrong if you're constantly seeking the Spirit of God. See, the Spirit of God will lead you and will keep you on your path and will increase you on all levels, spiritual, physical, mm-hmm. and financial.
Yeah, God will restore those lost years for sure. Now, we should talk a little bit about this attitude of letting go. You know, because you were saying how he was clinging and holding on. And that was that's one of the things I think that, you know, when we get into a fear base, we start to cling. But fear is not faith. Faith and fear are the opposite. And we've got to step out of fear and begin to let go. And that's not always easy to be letting go. But it opens the way now for us to walk in faith. It's hard when you're, you know, you don't know where you're going to go next. It can be difficult. It can be scary. Who's my partner going to be? You know, that kind of stuff can be scary. If you've been walking the same path for 10 years and now you realize that it didn't lead anywhere, now you wonder, did I waste those 10 years? Which direction am I going to go? And that's where we need to let go and step into faith. And as Liza was saying, as long as you're talking to God, he's going to begin to lead you on the right path. Don't beat yourself up. Self-condemnation puts us into a mentality of darkness, and that's not of God. And we don't want to get into that. It's really kind of a defeating purpose.
Right.
We have to step into the mentality of knowing that it's not too late. Everything can be restored, and God will restore it. Not only restored, but better than ever.
Better than ever before.
I want to read another verse to you in Matthew. This is Matthew chapter 10 and verse 30. It says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." Jesus was saying this. The hairs of your head are numbered. And I'm thinking, if God has numbered the hairs on my head, and hopefully I have just as many as I used to have before. I'm doing pretty good,
You're
I think.
Doing good.
but he knows how many hairs you got on your head, meaning he cares so much about us. He knows for everybody what your potential is. He knows what you're capable of. And he knows what the plan is. And his Spirit is moving in your life to lift you up to a new level. As you sit there at home watching this, I want you to begin to just let go. Start to feel like shake off all the stuff that you feel like maybe is holding you back. Shake off the fear and start to focus on God. If your focus is on him, and just like Abraham, he was focused on where he was going, where God was taking him, and what the potential was. What was Abraham sharing around the campfire every night? I bet you he wasn't talking and saying, "Oh goodness, we don't have any children, honey. How awful is this?" No, I think every night he would gather around the fire with his friends and with his family, and they would talk about, God talked about how we're going to have a child and our descendants will be as numerous as the stars. And I bet they looked up at those stars every night and they were saying, we're going to have descendants like that. He's going to make us a great nation. And I bet they were sharing that story and talking about it and they were making it real to themselves. Because once God gives us a promise, that's what we have to do. We have to take it from what may seem like a vision or a dream, and we have to bring it into feeling real to you. If it can feel real to you, if you feel it in your heart, if you feel the strength of this is mine, this is what God has given me, then it will manifest. Then you will have it and you will receive it because you know it's yours already. And that's one of the important things, because too often God has said promises and we don't continue to nurture them and bring life to them. And as a result of it, they just wither and die and we miss out.
Because you need to water them.
We need to constantly water them
with prayer, with excitement, with joy, with the supernatural power of the Spirit. That's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You need to constantly water your purpose in
Absolutely.
Life.
And that's what Abraham, I believe that's what Abraham was totally doing around that campfire. He was talking about those dreams, and they were real to him. He could
Absolutely.
Taste them. He could feel them. He could smell them. Everybody that knew him also knew this is what he is dreaming for. I don't think they were looking at him and saying, you know, you're never going to get this, because he had made it sound so real. He made it sound, you know, he knew. God said this. There's no doubt. And everybody around him, I believed the same thing. Now they were all working together, co-manifesting what God had created. Bringing, remember, God says, wherever two or more are gathered in my name, I'm in your midst, and all things are possible. So
Amen
we
to
know
that.
Right then that as those people are all believing together, now it begins to create, it begins to happen. The Spirit of God begins to move.
God said, when two or more gather in my name, here I am.
Yeah.
So he moves supernaturally when only two people agree.
Yeah.
All of us are agreeing right now that our futures are incredible. Your future is great. Your promises are true.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to start thinking, and this is the perfect time for it, and give thanksgiving to all the great things that God brought into your life in 2016.
Yeah.
All the great things, and make a list of it. And I want you to focus on great things and wonderful things. And, you know, some of you will say, oh, nothing good happened. I don't believe you. Something good did happen to you, okay? So please find these few things that happened to you in 2016, and that will be your list of thanksgiving. And start praising God for it. Start creating the new flow of the Spirit so the supernatural power of God can start moving in your life. But also, I want you to do like a dream board, okay? Create promises of God in your own way. What is it that you're dreaming about? And I'm talking about the natural things, things of the physical world. Yes, you're seeking happiness. Put happiness on the list as well. Even though it's not tangible, it's real to you, into your life. Whatever you're looking for, if you're looking for a partner, put it on your board. What is he supposed to be like? What kind of good person this person would be, man or a woman?
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a new job, I want you to describe your perfect job, your dream job. What is your soul purpose? How is it aligned? If you're looking for anything, for a new car if you're shopping for, I want you to write down and really, really feel that you already have it, this dream car of yours. If you want a new house, if you want a condominium, describe it, furnish it. Water it with
Water
your
it.
Faith, okay?
Speak
Think
the
about
words
it.
Of faith
Speak
over.
The words of faith. If you're speaking the words of faith over your children, okay? We're praying for our daughter every day, right?
Amen.
And we're saying how wonderful she is, and she is incredible. But we're
Amazing.
Watering her life, okay? That's what you need to do for all the things that you wish for. Because you don't wish for them just because. God put these desires in your heart for a reason, so let's water them together.
Mm-hmm.
That is important, and that is the perfect time for that right now.
Amen.
If you need healing, I want you to put it on your dream board. I am healthy. I am strong. God is restoring my life to me because that is his promise. God did not promise you to be sick. He needs you to be healthy so he can use you for the good deeds that you need to bring to the plate, right? Amen. We're all like parts of the puzzle. We need to work together. We need to unite to create something incredible. That is the plan of God.
Yep.
For us to be together, I love the vision of the campfire.
Yep.
Kind of sitting around the campfire, I'm imagining God to be the fire in the midst and us just talking about great vision, doing wonderful things together. That's how we create great future. So let's imagine ourselves sitting around the campfire right now.
Now here's what I want you to hear, because here's another vision for you. The next part of your life is going to be the greatest part of your life. The greatest part of your life is starting right now.
Yes.
How do I know? Because you're watching us.
Yes.
How do I know? Because the promises of God are working inside of you right now. Seeds are beginning to sprout on the inside. Because you're still here watching, because you're still here with me, this is why I know the next part of your life will be the greatest. God has something amazing in store for you. I want you to start getting excited about it. As Liza was talking about, see very clearly what it is. And it's not just wishing. She used the word wish, but it's more than that. It's believing. It's
believing.
Knowing that it's already there and it belongs to you. But right now, I want you to know that this is going to be the greatest part of your life right now, moving forward. This next year, this next decade, these next years will be incredible, the most incredible part of your life. And it's going to happen because the Spirit of God is going to begin to move on you in a supernatural, powerful way. You're going to see miraculous healings, transformations, changes in those people around you. You're going to see doors open that you didn't think could open. You're going to step into ways and possibilities. Debt will be canceled out that you didn't think you could get out from under. You're going to overcome all the power of the darkness. You're going to step into the light and you're going to feel God's power lifting you up and carrying you forward. It's going to be like you're riding upon a wave as God moves you out there.
Amen.
And right now, I want Liza to say a prayer for us to open and anoint them with that blessing so they can step into this new year with great power and vigor.
Get ready for the victory. Now close your eyes and see and feel yourself sitting around the fire, campfire. Spirit of God is in the midst. And now you're moving into the world of the supernatural. Close your eyes. All you have to do is agree with me and receive the Spirit right now. And I believe and declare that your past is over. All the regrets and mistakes are taken out of your life right now in the name of Jesus. And I believe and declare that now the new breath of life is coming into your heart, into your lungs, and into your body, and into your spirit. And I want you to inhale it. New breath of life. And with breath comes fire of the Spirit, comes the life. And I believe and declare that God is bringing new opportunities into your life. Healing. If you need healing, you're receiving it right now. Your headaches are gone right now. Everything is healed. The right side, somebody is having problem with the right side, right eye. It's healed right now. I feel the Spirit of God. It's very strong right now. Somebody is getting their house right now.
Amen.
And all of us are stepping into this blessing. The children that you're praying for, they're prosperous,
so
free from addictions. Yes, they are broken. I can see it right now. They are free, blessed, and highly favored. The blessing is upon you
now.
In Jesus' name, you're stepping into the new time.
Amen.
The time of blessing and opportunities.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Open your eyes and rejoice. There is a lot to rejoice for.
Amen. Let's be thankful. We got this week coming up. We got Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Give praise to God. Start to just rejoice and praise Him for all that He has planned for you. As you give praise for this and really feel the joy inside of you. And this is one of the keys. The more we praise God, the more that joy grows.
Yes.
The more we share that praise, the more that joy grows. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to keep the smile off your face, just like Liza. You know, everywhere you go, you'll be smiling too, because that's the way it is. Just allow yourself to feel that as you go out this week. give thanks, give praise to God, because that's where it belongs, and you'll see your life change in a powerful way. And we want to thank you for being here today. This was a great show. Thank you, Liza, for that powerful prayer. And this is View from Above. We're going to be back again next week, same time. So come in and join us live again. Thank you so much.
We love you, and God loves you. Be blessed.